Good afternoon. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Bullis. A bill moving through the Kentucky General Assembly would make it a hate crime to attack police, firefighters, and emergency medical responders. If approved, Kentucky would be just the second state in the nation to enact a so-called Blue Lives Matter law. Lisa Autry reports.
28 years ago, as a Davis County Sheriff's deputy, David Osborne went to the home of Daryl Perry to serve an eviction notice.
And we got out there and I served it on him and made sure he didn't have any weapons. We didn't get in an argument inside the house. We got back outside by the driveway. My cruiser was parked behind his car, and I walked to my cruiser. I didn't watch him. And then the next thing I knew, I heard the first shot go off.
Osborne was struck four times, including in his back. The bullet nicked his spinal cord, paralyzing him from the waist down. The 6-foot, 250-pound shooter then jumped on top of Osborne.
He pinned my arms back, and he cocked the revolver and just stuck it to my head, and I just closed my eyes and thought, this is it. And the next thing I heard was the snap of the gun, and he was out of bullets.
Perry then pistol-whipped the deputy in the head more than 25 times. Osborne eventually regained the use of his legs, but even today, he walks with a very pronounced limp and has little feeling in his legs. A reminder of that day is always with him. Today, he serves as Davis County Clerk. Recent attacks nationwide prompted Louisiana to become the first state in the nation to cover law enforcement and first responders with hate crime protections. Kentucky could be next. Under a bill in this year's legislative session, people convicted of intentionally targeting police would face stricter penalties, as one would for targeting someone for their race or gender. State Representative Kevin Bratcher of Louisville is sponsoring the measure, which has cleared a House committee.
These special men and women, they're the first ones running towards danger, while the natural human instinct is to run away from danger, and we need to stand beside them as they do their job.
Representative Bratcher thinks there's a growing lack of respect for law enforcement nationwide. Even so, crime statistics actually show an overall decline in officer killings. According to FBI data, no officers in Kentucky were killed in 2016. Some in the legal field think adding police to Kentucky's hate crime statute would have little effect because courts already take motive into account when considering cases. People who commit crimes against police already face stricter penalties under state law. But under this bill, if a court finds that a hate crime was the motivating factor behind a police attack, it could be used as a sentencing factor and in determining whether to grant probation or parole. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kentucky has raised concerns about having a Blue Lives Matter law. Advocacy Director Kate Miller says adding police and other first responders as a protected class distorts the purpose of hate crime laws.
We believe that, you know, hate crimes are designed to protect people's most precious identity categories, what we call immutable characteristics, like race, religion, disability status. When you add this new category of someone's profession, we think it has the potential to dilute the hate crime statutes that we have in place.
But former Davis County Sheriff's Deputy David Osborne says those who take an oath to serve and protect deserve every possible protection. He recalls the day in 1989 when serving eviction papers nearly cost him his life.
That day, Daryl Perry knew nothing about me. The only thing Daryl Perry was wanting to do that day was kill the guy in the brown uniform. And it was the proverbial kill the messenger.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.